So today, the Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp universe went to shit.
Yep.
So it was funny because where do you go? And I had to go to Twitter. And so Facebook is putting messages out on Twitter saying that they're down, they're working on it, which I just think is funny.
But I love that you're like, oh, I have to go to Twitter, as if Twitter is not, as if you wouldn't be there anyway, like as if Twitter's not a real place. That's what's so weird about it.
Twitter until something like this happens.
I don't. I spend a lot of time on Twitter. Most of my day is spent on Twitter and Instagram. I mean, Twitter. Okay, so Instagram, a lot of people I know go to Instagram because they're looking for news, like they follow news feeds and they get information and memes and whatever. Not me. I just want to look at dogs. I want to see what my friends are up to. And I want to look at more dogs. Like, that's it. My friends are, and I've had people be like, do you follow me on Instagram? I'm like, are you a dog?
Mm-hmm.
No. Then no. Then I don't follow you.
Well, Instagram went down also. So people were.
That's my point. But it's like, who cares? Because the real news, the real information, the things that actually go viral are all on Twitter. So I feel like Twitter's more important anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just love that they had to put updates on Twitter to tell people that there was something wrong with Facebook.
Yep.
But yeah, for 4 hours today, I was like, I don't know what to do.
Right. And the funniest thing is, wait a second. Are you on Facebook and Instagram that much? Well, you're not on Instagram.
I'm not on Instagram,
so you must be on Facebook all day long.
Yeah. I go to Facebook just to pop in and pop out. I'm not there for more than 15 seconds.
So Twitter, as soon as this happened, as soon as it like all went down, Twitter tweeted, hello, literally everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And OnlyFans tweeted, hey, baby, how you doing? And then, let's see, Hulu responded to Twitter. Adele responded to Twitter and said, hiya, babes.
Mm-hmm.
Burger King responded and said, hiya. Twitch said, hey, guys. Oreo Cookie said, just here to read the replies. WhatsApp went, hello. And let's see. McDonald's said, hi, what can I get you?
It's just funny that everybody went to Twitter at one. I'm surprised Twitter didn't crap the bed because everybody went to Twitter.
Instagram tweeted at Twitter and said, hi, and happy Monday.
Well, because Instagram couldn't do anything else.
That's right.
No, instead of tweeting at Twitter, why don't you fix the problem? You shouldn't be on the computer unless you are fixing said problem that nobody can get on your platform.
Well, you do realize there's different departments, right? So the person who's in charge of the Facebook Twitter, who nobody really talks to them. And then today they were like, Jeff, you're on. It's your big day. It's your moment.
That's floor three. Go tell them to wake up.
Right, right. let's see. Burger King said, you okay, bestie? So I like a lot of the accounts, like a lot of the company accounts. Some of them are super funny.
Mm-hmm.
And when things like that happen today happen, you know, you realize like how they always have like really funny people running these different accounts.
But Instagram, I don't care what you do at Instagram. You should be fixing the problem. That's what I don't care if you're in a different department. You should be working on fixing what's going on.
Okay, that's not your job. If you're in charge of,
it's everybody's job.
So even the person that brings them coffee should be like, drop their coffee and just all hands on deck, fix this shit.
No, it's like if your radio station goes off the air, there shouldn't be a salesperson calling somebody else to get something. No, you should be working on putting it back on the air. Don't worry about anything else. Don't worry about Twitter. Don't worry about tweeting. Just stay silent until you're back up.
Like, everybody focus. Everybody's whatever you can do. If you can think of something, help us.
Right. Not go on your competition and put out messages. That's not right. Put the station back on the air.
Did you see all the articles today about how much money Facebook was losing?
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, that's the one thing I thought, because how many people spend money on Facebook?
Right.
And then for 4, 5 hours, 6 hours, those ads didn't run.
Right.
So, yeah, that's billions they lost. Whatever happened, it was billions.
So here's how much Facebook lost every minute during Instagram and WhatsApp. Because remember, they also own WhatsApp. So that whole outage today, let's see. It cost them, I hate these articles that are like, they give you this really great thing and they don't tell you the answer until
all the way at the end.
Far down. Yeah, here we go. So last year's ad revenue for Facebook was $84.2 billion. So for every minute it's down, they lose $160,000.
A minute.
$160,000 per minute, which is $2,670 per second.
And that was last year's numbers. This year, they probably double that because so many ads now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I don't care what department you're on, you're working at, get it fixed.
So in 2019, this happened to Facebook. It was a 14-hour outage, and they lost $90 million in 14 hours. So there you go.
Yeah, and I didn't know what to do for 14 hours. You just stare at a wall.
Hello, Psychonaut Andy. And David Seely said, I still didn't go to Twitter.
Yeah, I sat there and went, what's that? Twitter. That's what I have to go to.
Yeah.
Facebook doesn't own them, so they're not down yet.
Right.
So, yeah, it was interesting to see the whole world on Twitter at one time.
Yeah. And everybody tweeted the exact same thing, which I also tweeted because I'm not original either, apparently. It was something to the effect of everybody, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram is down. And then Twitter, and then it's some gif of, you know, Twitter being like, hey, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm your bitch now. Hey, all you got's me.
I can just imagine everybody at Twitter. You got to be on your game right now. We're it. You guys, step up. Nobody goes on break. Nobody uses the bathroom. We're all on deck.
Well, don't worry, because even though Facebook and Instagram was down, I was out there finding stuff for you. Thank God YouTube was up and running, because I found a video that Nicole Kidman did for, I don't know, like Harper's Bazaar or something. They're doing this whole series with celebrities, asking them like what your nighttime routine is. And it's a lot of women being like, you know, I use this, I use this, I use that. And then I basically go to sleep. For some reason, Nicole Kidman decides to make this into an entire like monologue. And let me tell you ahead of time, you have called me high maintenance many, many, many times, my friend. I want to show you what high maintenance actually looks like. It looks like Nicole Kidman in this video.
You still win. she probably comes close, but it's you still win.
There's a lot going on with this woman, like more than we realized.
Steph, I take off my makeup, but I have a lot of hair, so I have to put my hair up. This is my cleanser.
So that pumping noise is her pumping her cleanser. Meanwhile, the bathroom that she's in looks like a horror film. It looks like she's on set of a horror film somewhere.
Honey, I gotta pee. Get out. Come on, let's go. You look fine.
And now she's not peeing. She's wetting her face.
It does look like the haunted house at the fair.
See, I told you, it's the weirdest bathroom.
I was always taught to take my makeup off, right?
So watching her wipe her face with, I don't know, some kind of wipe.
And then,
some kind of like Neutrogena wipe, I guess. I don't know what it is.
A little rough, as you can see. And then I have beautiful face oil, which is something that I've...
Just wash your damn face.
Okay, so she washes her face. Now she's putting on face oil.
With inflammation of the skin and the redness. And I do see.
She's really rubbing it in there.
Just a really quick throw it on.
I really got to use the bathroom.
Feels good. Moist skin.
I'm a country star. And use the bath. Oh, hair oil. Here we go.
Okay, now she puts hair oil on. She oils her face and then her hair.
So curly. If it's straightened, that oil is excellent for it.
I will say, this is our friend Philip B. So at least she's using his stuff. So I have no problem with this part of it. But okay, so what she's doing is she's oiling her hair like you oil a pan before you cook eggs. And then she takes her hair and she puts it in a low braid.
Very much.
And apparently she sleeps less is more with her hair now, in a low braid.
As I get older, I'm like,
done yet?
I'm also having kids. I can't be bothered.
She's still chatting. She's still like in the bathroom chatting with us.
Exfoliating when I get the chance because I get really dry on my chin, and my husband, he'll have 3-day growth, or he'll have a beard, and that can kind of stress my skin. But hey, I'll take that any day with the love he gives me. So, all right, shut up now, Nicole.
I don't know why he'll those two things are connected.
A little bit of
he
oil.
Loves
there's
me
a lot
so.
Of oil in her
whatever
life.
I've got,
yeah, it's a lot of
but,
oil in her life.
he happens to have that skin that just is really, really sturdy and just great skin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you love your husband. We get it.
Sun, and yeah. He still has great skin.
He still needs to use the bathroom.
I go out in the sun because I love running and I love swimming, but I cover myself usually in zinc, which
in
is
zinc?
You can get clear zinc now. And I always wear sunscreen. And then...
Okay, wait, it's not over yet. Okay, watch this.
I'm going to bed with my husband.
Okay, now she sprays a little something.
And then...
She sprays herself with rose petal stuff.
My mouth guard. Which
she puts on a mouth guard.
My eye mask.
And a sleep
mask. Sometimes I put on this
you know, now I'm hot.
Souffle,
now I want you.
because my feet get really dry.
Oh,
okay, then she she moisturizes her feet.
More oil.
More oil.
And then as the final...
Right.
Not over yet.
I want you so bad now. Hurry,
awaits.
Get in the bed.
I use bedtime tea.
Then she takes tea.
It always has a little something. So today I'll read you.
I don't know what she does with it. Does she drink tea before she goes
yourself.
To bed?
She probably
no, she
puts
just
it
reads
on her
it.
Eyes.
She reads the tea.
Kind
of
nice.
Yeah, she's going to drink it.
Jiggle it around.
Right.
And I sip it.
Uh-huh.
She's showing us that she drinks tea.
And I go, good night.
Okay, that's bizarre. Nicole Kidman with a mouth guard, a sleep mask, and then tea before she goes to bed. And as a woman who is over 35, I will tell you, if I drink even a sip of water, I have to wake up and pee. So what's she doing drinking tea before bed? Was she like 50? What's going on
it's
over there?
There's a lot going on. Before bed. No, I just want to go to bed. I don't want all that. Can't you just wash your face and get into bed?
Well, my question is how much of that is real? Because I have had, so we used to be sponsored, remember, by Mara Badescu, products that I actually do use for real. And we're not sponsored anymore. So use them or don't use them. I don't care. But they did this whole thing where they wanted us to talk about our daytime and nighttime routine. And I have to say, like, I'm one of these people, I have all the products. When I remember to use them, I sometimes maybe like put a little something under my eye. I try not to go to bed with makeup on. I don't wear a lot of makeup. So, you know, but for the most part, the routine I say I do and what I actually do are two completely different things. So Nicole Kidman with her whole story about souffle this and oil that, I wonder how much she actually does.
She doesn't have anything going on. This is, you know, it's taking a break between, you know, surfing the internet, looking at ETV and napping. So there's not really much going on in her life. So
that's
I guarantee
not true.
She has
she's,
a lot
she's
of
got a show on. No, she's got a show on Hulu right now
that she did 8 months ago. So she's not doing anything.
Oh,
so she has a lot of time for oil.
I see.
On her feet and her... No, it's just... It's too much. Yeah.
Doesn't she just
she's
slide off
busy.
The bed?
She's very busy. I'm sorry. I take that back. She's busy doing things all day long. So, no, I guarantee that she got nothing going on.
But with all that oil, doesn't she just slide right off the bed?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think how... I don't think she's more sexy than when she gets into bed with her husband. God, you're greasy. Just what? I didn't know you're Italian. What's up with all this?
Hey.
All right, so this guy gets back at his girlfriend. Let's see if you agree with this. So he's at home. His girlfriend is on a business trip. Okay. So she calls him when she's on this business trip and says, when I get home, I'm breaking up with you.
Oh, wow.
And I'm breaking up with you because I'm in love with my boss. And he's the one who's on this business trip with me. And when I get back home, he's going to move in with me. So I kind of want you out.
That's pretty harsh.
Right. So the guy's like, I got nowhere to go. Okay. I guess I have a few days to pack my stuff up and get out before she comes home.
Right.
So he goes on eBay. And he got these little noisemakers. They're about the size of a quarter, and they emit sounds at the right volume that when you hear it, you're like, what is that? Uh-huh. But it's not really loud. It's just like a faint sound. And it goes from children laughing to the dying breath to a whistle, scratchy noises, all these things, these little quarter things put out. So he bought
them. So wait, let me understand. So it's like a little tiny sound effect machine, like a teeny sound effect machine. And these are all the different sounds, but it's faint enough that it sounds like it's in the distance while that little quarter thing could be like under the bed.
Right. So not both. If there's five people in the house, maybe two of them will hear it and the other three won't.
Okay.
Because it's a very faint noise. But it's like, God, I keep hearing scratching noises somewhere. Right, keep hearing children laughing. What the hell is it? So this guy buys a box of 20.
Oh, God.
And he hit them all over the house.
Oh, my God.
He even hit them on her boat because I guess they grew up with a rich family. So she has a boat. So he even hit them on the boat. And these things, they don't make noise nonstop. They could go days and not make a noise. Or they could go off every 10 minutes. It's just random.
That's amazing. I didn't realize those things exist.
Yeah, either did he. So until he bought these and he's like, I'm going to hide them. He hid them everywhere. We're talking in the electrical outlets in the house, in the cupboards, on top of the fridge. I mean, in the garage. He hid them everywhere. So he does it, moves out. Couple of months later, he meets up with one of their friends and he goes, hey, by the way, how's Shelly doing? And not very good. Her and her new boyfriend only lasted a few months because he couldn't handle whatever was going on with them and their mental states. Turned out would hear things in their sleep and hear things all through the house, and it drove them batshit crazy, and they ended up breaking up because they couldn't handle it.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
They thought that the government was putting things in vaccines to make them hear things.
Oh no. They're those people.
But can you imagine? You want to sleep. You go, what the hell is that? And there's 20 of them throughout the house, and you can't find them, and you think you're losing your mind, and it's a brain worm, and you just end up breaking up just to get out of the house.
Well, the crazy thing is that it actually worked. Like, I've heard people's revenge stories before, and usually as soon as the person finds whatever it is, they go, oh, what a jerk. And then, like, I remember I heard the story once, I forget who it was, but somebody, like a friend of a friend, similar situation, cheated on them, kicked them out of the house. But before they left, they bought a bunch of shrimp, raw shrimp, and they sewed it into all the drapes so that over time it starts to really stink. And you're like, where's this smell coming from? And you can't find it because it's sewn into the drapes, you know? We're giving people terrible ideas, by the way, to get back at their exes. But, you know, that's one of those things that once you figure out what it is, you're like, oh, that jerk I used to live with must have done it. What's really insidious about the thing you're talking about is they didn't know what this was. It was no logical thing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it actually worked and broke them up. I mean, he must have been like, I didn't expect it to work that well.
Yeah, and he hit them well to where they never found him. And then you go, you know what? We're out of here. We're going to go stay on the boat for a few days. And even on the boat.
It's worse than here. It's on the boat, too.
It follows you. It's like, what the hell is going on with my head?